Governor Bill Walker started his press conference today with a history lesson.
Governor Hickel, a bold move. He threatened the producers on the North Slope, you drill or we will. They drilled, we have Prudhoe Bay today.
The moral of the story? Sometimes getting Alaska's oil and gas out of the ground has required the governor to carry a big stick. That seems to be what Walker is thinking as he proposes a natural gas reserves tax. Walker has been clear he doesn't think the state's partners in the massive Alaska LNG pipeline project are moving fast enough. Those partners include ExxonMobil, BP, and ConocoPhillips, all with major natural gas reserves on the North Slope. A reserves tax would hit any natural gas left undeveloped as an incentive not to leave it in the ground.
This isn't about trying to penalize anybody, trying to put a gun to anybody's head. We have a gun to our own head on our fiscal situation. It's time to monetize our resources.
It's not entirely clear how the reserves tax would accomplish that, in part because the bill itself hasn't been released yet. The governor says the legislation still has to be reviewed by the Departments of Law and Revenue. But in a report on the project that the governor also released this week, he made it clear he isn't satisfied with the progress on the project so far. One major issue, he says, is that Alaska, with its massive budget deficit, needs the project more than its partners. And so it needs more leverage at the negotiating table. The natural gas reserves tax would give the state that leverage, Walker says. ExxonMobil and BP both issued statements opposing the idea of the reserves tax, and judging from the reaction of key lawmakers, the proposal will have a tough time in the legislature. Senator Kathy Geisel, the Anchorage Republican who chairs the Natural Resources Committee, says she's looking forward to seeing the bill, but her immediate response isn't positive.
I don't believe you can tax a project into existence.
Geisel adds that she was caught off guard by the proposal. She says it didn't come up during two briefings in recent months or at a meeting with the governor on Monday. The governor also wants lawmakers to consider buying out a fourth partner, pipeline builder TransCanada. Geisel says that will be contentious enough. But on one point, at least, she agrees with the governor. With the price of oil so low and so little of it flowing through the Trans-Alaska pipeline, Alaska needs a gas line.
Financially, our state is at a place that we need new income. We need new development of our resources. That's what we're attempting to achieve here. We are striving to work with the governor, but it does require communication, coordination, collaboration.
And for the moment, at least, the project seems short on all three. Reporting in Anchorage from the Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.